Prospective candidates for city council or Flin Flon's mayorship have less than a month to get their names in the race. The final deadline to register for the next election, slated to be held on October 26, is on September 20. All candidates have to register officially before they can officially fundraise or spend money on their campaigns for council. All six spots and the mayor's chair are up for grabs in the upcoming election. As of press time, two candidates for mayor have been confirmed in the race, both sitting councillors, Tim Babcock and Leslie Beck, while one councillor, Karen McKinnon, has declared she won't run for re-election. When asked if council members had any advice to share with people hoping to run, current Mayor Cal Huntley said that the experience of joining council requires an open mind and flexibility. I think the most important thing is to don't be a one-trick pony. If you've got one issue, that's not a good reason to run for council. You're here to serve the community and you have to have an open mind about everything, he said. For the first 12 months, it is quite a learning experience. I know we've all said it privately, but we all wish every citizen in the community could spend 6 months on council so they could understand what it's all about. Babcock also added that prospective candidates should come to council willing to work on a variety of issues and to be prepared to work with other councillors on key issues. I think everybody brings something different to the table, but the people that come because they've got a bee in their bonnet tend to struggle. You're only one person and you have to learn really quickly how to work with a group of people that come from all walks of life, and they're not going to agree with you on everything, he said. Some people can learn how to ride the wave and some people get caught up in their issues and standing on a soapbox just doesn't work. Forms for registration can be obtained by calling senior election official Janice B. at 306-575-7216. Aqua Center update. Councillors also provided a slightly update on the Flin Flon Aqua Center replacement project, saying that site evaluation work will continue later this summer for the new pool site to ensure it can support the new build. They're moving forward. Nothing substantive has changed. I believe they relocated some windows, but it's moving ahead, Huntley said. They're going to be doing the surveying and more geotechnical and site work, as far as that goes. Then we'll just be finishing up the plans and everything, added City Chief Administrative Officer Nicole Hartman. Originally, the new pool project was going to be built at the now former site of the Willow Park Curling Club in Willowvale Park, but that was changed earlier this year a build at the former Aqua Center site. The change of site means more geotechnical work will be required, moving construction from a possible late summer 2022 start date to starting next summer, barring delays. We agree, given everything we've had to go through with cost escalation and all that, that we didn't want to see anyone have to do construction in the winter time. That won't take place until next spring, Huntley said. When asked what date the city is aiming to have a pool built by, Huntley said there is not yet a firm date for opening, but the project is meant to be done by the end of 2024. That depends on the spring and the weather. I will say there isn't a firm date, but we do have a firm end date. It has to be built by 2024, Huntley said. Nothing happens before May long weekend when it comes to construction, Councillor Bill Hansen said.